I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Anywhere, anytime. That's how one of the world's great philharmonic orchestras is describing their new venture. It's launching what they call a digital concert hall. And for our geo-quiz, we were looking for the European city that's home to this orchestra. Olaf Manninger is the orchestra's solo cellist. And Olaf, what is the answer to our geo-quiz? Where is your concert hall?
It's actually capital of Germany, Berlin. More precise, it's directly at the Potsdamer Platz, the former location of the wall, 500 meters from Brandenburger Tor.
We would have accepted Berlin from our listeners. The digital concert hall, though, this concept is still a little fuzzy in my head. What is the Berlin Philharmonic doing that is new?
What's really new is to have a live concert of a live performance live in the internet. That's actually the idea, which is really kind of revolutionary, I think. We are doing it through internet, not only as a podcast, an MP3, but as a high-definition picture, even better than CD quality.
It's funny hearing a cellist talking so intelligently about all these technologies. Have you been kind of following this for a while now and wondering what, you know, the opportunities are for philharmonics?
Yes, of course. I mean, I had this idea of digital concert hall 3 years ago. To get this vision into reality, of course, we have to be in the scene of technical possibilities and things you want to reach.
How big of an audience are you expecting will tune into this?
To be honest, nobody knows. Nobody knows. So it could be 50, it could be 500, it could be 5,000. I mean, we're starting on January 6th, Dvořák Slavonian Dance in G minor, and the first of Brahms, and then we will be surprised, and I hope we will be surprised in a good way.
Now, many symphonies and orchestras here in the United States have moved kind of more slowly in this direction. How did you come to believe that this was a good idea?
There are just two ways to look into the future of distributing classical music. The first is you try to keep all your rights and try to be very safe on what's happening, and a kind of destructive spirit will go on for years and decades. The other way is to look around and see classical music needs digital distribution. And what we are doing now is artist is asking another artist, a soloist or conductor or other orchestras, to make things possible. That's what we are doing now.
I'm wondering, when you were a young musician just learning to play the cello for the first time, did you ever dream of performing in this kind of virtual venue?
To be honest, no. In my times, when I started, we had two public broadcasts, and that's it.
It's come a long way, hasn't it?
Yeah, really.
And do you know if your first cello teacher will be in the audience or watching online?
My first cello teacher is, I think, I don't know if he's alive, but he must be something like 92. So probably he's not watching. A pity.
Maybe he has broadband. One can only
Yes, maybe. So I should contact him.
Olaf Manninger is cellist with the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra. Thank you very much and good luck with this. We'll be listening.
Okay, pleasure.